Hello, and welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. I'm Jill Roberts, filling in for Drew Mello. St. Lucie County's Oxbow Eco Center is located on Northeast St. James Drive in Port St. Lucie. They offer a number of activities for residents and visitors alike. We're joined today by April Frederick. She's its education coordinator. She's the education coordinator. You have an awful lot of fun things for people to do.
So we have a lot of really great programs coming up at the Oxbow. In the next month, we have our Homeschool Discovery Day coming up on Friday, March 16th. And this is a series of programs that we do for homeschool parents. The one that we have coming up on the 16th is a really exciting one. It's called Our River Rescue. And we'll have research organizations from around the county who will be coming and setting up stations. And then our homeschoolers will be able to visit each of those stations throughout the day and participate in a number of activities to learn about research and restoration and environmental projects that are going on around the county. So it's a very exciting program for kids.
And is that like a science component for them?
Yeah, it can definitely be a science component for the homeschoolers. And that's really what we design those programs to help homeschool parents out with, that science component of their education.
And what are some of the other opportunities that you have for, you know, for everybody, not just for homeschoolers?
We have on Saturday, March the 24th, we have our Explore Archery program, which is a really great program that acts to introduce residents and youth to archery as a sport. Archery can be a really great way for folks to build strength and endurance and mental focus. And so we're offering this program. In fact, the one on the 24th will be our last one until next season. You know, summer's coming and it gets a little hot for that. But it will be our last program until next season. But it's a fantastic program for youth to get involved with. As with most of our programs, there is a small fee for that one, but it's only $10 per participant. And it includes an instruction session and then also some time on the archery range actually practicing with the bows.
And for those who might be interested in the birds in the area, you have something coming up.
We also have a fantastic guided hike coming up on Saturday, March 31st. It's an early morning hike for spring birding. And we have a wonderful master naturalist named Roy Netherton, who's going to be leading that hike. Starts off early in the morning at 7:30 a.m., but it is a free program, which is completely fabulous. So it's an opportunity to be able to see some spring migrants and get out on the trails early in the morning. So we're really excited to have Roy available and offer that program for us.
I suppose you want people to wear comfortable shoes and maybe bring binoculars?
Absolutely, wear comfortable shoes. Binoculars would be a good idea. But Roy is a really good birder, and he can probably also help folks to begin to recognize birds by sound and other ways like that.
And if you maybe just are not available or not interested in the organized events, you can just stop by and walk around them.
Absolutely. Yep. Our trails are open from dawn to dusk, 7 days a week. So folks can come in and hike anytime they want to, about 3.5 miles of hiking trails we have on the Oxbow. So it's really fabulous. It's a very popular hiking spot in the county. Our center itself, to come inside the building, we're open from noon to 5 Tuesday through Friday, and then from 10 to 5 on Saturday. So we welcome folks to come by and visit us anytime.
Do you allow dogs?
We do allow leashed pets on our property. We also provide waste pickup bags and waste disposal stations at every trailhead. So we're happy to have those pets come and visit the property with their owners.
I am sure people can go online and find out what programs you have available.
Absolutely. People can visit us at oxboweco.com and find out all of the things that are coming up on our schedule. I want to take a quick moment to mention, if I can, that next month we're asking folks to go ahead and start marking their calendars, because our big Earth Day festival is coming up on April 21st. It's a great festival for community and families. We have a lot of great activities and events going on, music, fun and games for kids. So it's going to be a fabulous event on April 21st at the Oxbow Eco Center.
And of course, we'll have a link to the Oxbow Eco Center so you can find out more about its activities on our website, wqcs.org. We've been talking to April Frederick. She's the education coordinator there. I'm Jill Roberts, sitting in for Drew Mello on Treasure Coast Happenings.